In June of 1788, unbeknownst to the men that were gathered at the Academy of Arts and Sciences in Richmond, Virginia, the state of New Hampshire, June the 8th, had ratified the U.S. Constitution. When New Hampshire ratified, that made state number 9, according to Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. That would put the Constitution into effect in those 6 states. I'm sorry, Article 7, my bad. Before someone could go all correct or sit on me and go, it's Article 7, you idiot. Why do I bring that up? 3 states remained obstinate and did not ratify. Can you name them? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of all, who were the 3 states in June of 1788 that refused to ratify the U.S. Constitution? Good luck. Your time starts now, Roger. Alex Trebek's not around to ask the questions any longer, so I will. I'm sorry, ask the answers. And then I'll explain why this matters. All right, stop that. Any answers in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. Don't see any answers. Going once, going twice. And no answer. All right. You people don't know your history. This is all contained, by the by, in Spirit of 70.
It's not our fault. Most of us went to public school.
Yeah, Spirit of 76, writing and ratifying the U.S. Constitution by a movie, available at Crusade, at mikechurch.com/shop. Rhode Island, North Carolina, and New York. Now, you could say Virginia, because Virginia, but at the time, Virginia was debating whether or not to ratify. So Richard Barrett's home state, a little tiny Rhode Island, independent to the last and obstinate to the last, said no. Not no, but hell no. They had a convention. First vote came up. It was almost unanimous. No. So North Carolina, Rhode Island, and New Tenochtitlan, New York, did not ratify in June or by June of 1788. Yet the Constitution went into effect when New Hampshire did ratify. Now, why does that? There's a great lesson in federalism and American history to be learned there. Here's the question for all of you in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Those of you watching around the world via the Roku channel, the Crusade Channel TV Roku channel, good morning, welcome. And those listening on our free preview stream at crusadechannel.com. Question. Could Pennsylvania, that had ratified, used Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution after the new Supreme Court would convene later that year, or the next year, rather, and sue Rhode Island? Simple question. Or North Carolina? The answer to the question is no, they could not have. Why not? Well, they weren't in union together. Rhode Island by refusing to ratify, North Carolina by refusing to ratify, and New York, which would ratify in August of 1788, were not in the union. The Constitution was not binding on them. And so, therefore, they couldn't have used Article 3 judiciary to do anything. They didn't have any access to it. Now, why does that matter? Well, read the Texas lawsuit. The reason that Texas can sue Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin is because they ratified the Constitution. This is what you have to understand. It may sound simple, it may sound trivial and inconsequential, but it's anything but. It cuts right to the heart of the entire crux of the Union of States, federal government, presidency, right to the heart of the matter. Texas can sue those states because they ratified the Constitution, and therefore they agreed to the terms. Simple concept, yet it is the alpha and omega of the Texas lawsuit from yesterday. And now for the other states that joined it, like my state of Louisiana. Late last night, Missouri's attorney general announced that Missouri was joining the lawsuit. I believe Alabama threw in, Florida. See if you can find us a list of the states that have thrown in. They can all throw in on this suit that has original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court because they ratified Constitution. What a phenomenal yet simple concept that the Constitution, who knew? And its Article 3 clause actually contain things that are binding on all of the contracting parties. This almost puts us at a federalism moment, ladies and gentlemen. How cool is that? How many of you have been pining away for a federalism Rosetta Stone, touchstone, keystone, whatever the hell you want to call it, moment? Well, here you go. You're not going to get a better one than this one. Page 1 and page 2 of the bill of complaint and the Texas lawsuit tell us almost everything we need to know about this lawsuit, why it matters, and I believe why at least 5 justices are probably going to agree with Attorney General Paxton from Texas and are going to say, yes, Texas is correct. Texas might even save America. It's possible. What an irony that the largest red state, don't you people see the irony in this? The largest of the red states, which is Texas, ultimately says, we're all in. We got a full house, aces over kings, bitch. Here's the bill of complaint as they filed it. This is from the lawsuit, page 1. Well, after the introductions and all that. Our country stands at an important crossroads. Either the Constitution matters and must be followed, even when some officials consider it inconvenient or out of date, or it is simply a piece of parchment on display at the National Archives. We ask the Supreme Court to choose the former. Imagine that. Now, I'm speaking to all of you regular chatters in the chat room, 95% of you cynicists, who see no good in almost anything these days, and nothing but the designing aspirations of conspiring men behind everything. There's nothing good. Everything is rotten. Everyone's out to get you and me. The only hope we have is a miraculous intervention by God himself restoring Christendom, God-snapping Christendom, back into existence. Short of that, we're all dead, cooked. Everything stinks, right? Does the surprise lawsuit by the state of Texas stink? Where's your cynicism streak on that one? I'm not going to mention any names, but yeah, well, those idiots in Texas, they know they're just peeing in the wind. They're so stupid. So go ahead and file your stupid lawsuit, Mike, and get your hopes up. You're all going to be dashed and crushed on the rocks.